From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There was terror and then sorrow today at the campus of Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia. A total of 33 people were killed in two shooting incidents. More than 20 others were injured. Among the dead was a gunman who has not been identified. Virginia Tech is a big university in the southwestern part of the state, more than 25,000 students on a 2,600-acre campus. Gunfire was first reported in a dorm at 7:15 this morning. Then, there was more shooting across campus in an engineering building. One student recorded the second wave of gunfire on his cell phone. At 9 this morning, Scott Hendricks was in his office on the third floor of Norris Hall, where many of the victims were killed. He's an associate professor of engineering science and mechanics, and he describes what he heard and saw this morning.
Well, I had had a report from my wife earlier that there had been a report of a shooting earlier on campus, and so I was a little on edge as it was, but then I was in my office and just started hearing shots. A few shots and then a lot of shots, and I probably heard 30 to 40 shots during that time, and I called 911, and the police were already aware of something, and then police started showing up, and SWAT team surrounded the building, and I just watched for about an hour as things developed there.
Where is Norris Hall on campus?
Norris Hall is right on the drill field next to the main administration building of Burris Hall.
And so it's some distance from the other
building where the shooting started. It's a good half mile from the other building, yeah.
So you're in your office. This is going on somewhere else in the building. Did you have any idea how far away this was from you?
I could tell it was happening below me. I could see people crawling out of windows and crawling away and people running away.
What time was this?
It started somewhere between 9:30 and 10:45.
How long did the shooting go on?
I'd have to say there were shots being fired for a good half hour or so.
Did you know where the shots were coming from?
I could tell they were coming from right underneath. I knew they were in my building, yes.
And you had to make a decision whether to stay or go.
I felt much safer in my office than I would have felt trying to run down the stairwell.
So you were in your office for a half hour?
I was in my office for a full hour. I didn't leave my office until the police broke down the door and told me to go.
Were you able to learn anything about the victims?
I have not heard anything. I don't know any other than two of my colleagues that I know. One was shot in the arm, and he's probably okay, and one of my other one I hear was shot in the face and in the leg, and he was not in good shape.
And you say your colleagues, so these were both fellow professors.
These were professors.
What do you suspect, particularly the students, many of them who are a long way away from home, what will they need right now?
They'll need a lot of love and a lot of time and a lot of counseling and some good contact with their families. It's going to take quite a while for this community to heal.
You know, you have been through quite a bit today. I just wonder, Professor, how are you doing?
I'm in shock. I really am in state of shock. I couldn't get back to get my bicycle to come home, so I walked home, and I've only been home for about 20 minutes. So you're lucky you caught me. But I have tracked down my two children that go to Tech, and I've made sure they're okay. And I've tracked down some other friends and family and some church members that I'm responsible for. And as far as I know, they're all okay.
Well, Professor Hendricks, thank you very much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
All the best to you and your family, sir.
Appreciate your call.
That was Scott Hendricks. He's an associate professor of science and mechanics at Virginia Tech.